Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, the aftermath and the fallout of the Super Bowl tells me everything I need to know about why all of these leagues are trying so hard to figure out a way to drive offense. Because the bottom line is, we love offense. And we used to be a country, or at least we used to be a city, and probably more so actually around the country, but especially here, that really valued great defense. You know, in the 70s, this game that was played last night, the 80s, this game that was played last night would have been considered a great game. It's amazing to me, though, if you think about it, that why are we enamored with games that are 45 to 42 where there's hardly any defense at all played? And we consider that to be great, wonderful football, entertaining, all that other stuff. But when it's bad offense, or better yet, when it's good defense that basically stops the offense, we call it boring and spend, you know, 24 hours bitching and moaning about what a bad game it was. I would think, it, you know, if you live here in Pittsburgh, I would honestly think that you would have enjoyed last night's game. I really do. I think that when you think about last night's game, was it boring? No, I don't think it was. I think you saw defenses actually making plays, and we are so conditioned nowadays to watch offenses just go up and down the field that we can't, for whatever reason, appreciate it when we see a defensive game anymore. I mean, there are times when you watch two offenses that are just completely incompetent. That's not good. That's not fun. And I understand that. But I didn't get the, you know, I didn't get the feeling that was the case last night. I mean, let's face it. You had like the number two or number three. I forget what they are. Like two of the top five offenses in the league last night playing against each other. That to me, you know, tells me you had two really good offenses. You had Tom Brady, you had Jared Goff, you had, you know, Todd Gurley. You had a lot of, you know, really good players out there. It's not like you were watching Blake Bortles, you know, play against, I don't know, the guy, whoever it was that finished through as the quarterback for the Redskins this year. It's not like you were watching that. A lot of good players on both sides of the ball, but a lot of good players on offense. My thing is, it's so hard for people to really, really understand. It's so hard for people to really nowadays appreciate the way that defensive football used to be played and that it is played now. Think about this. Nowadays, a team like the Chicago Bears in 85, I think people would say that they were boring to watch because all they did really was basically run the ball, hit just enough passes that they would, you know, be able to keep the defense off balance, and they would win with their defense. There's been a number of teams that have done that. The two Giants, all four Giants teams that have won Super Bowls, if you think about it. They were all defense teams. You know, teams built on physical offenses, what I would call, you know, solid quarterback play, but not great, and great defenses. I mean, the reason, you know, the Giants were the worst matchup in the world for that 18-0 Patriots team, because the Giants were one of the few teams that could play low-scoring games and also could get pressure up the middle with four guys and not have to blitz to get to the quarterback. So if you think about the number of teams that have won, you know, the defensive kind of games. I mean, the Broncos a couple of years ago. Remember when Peyton Manning could barely throw the ball? I mean, I understand why we like those, you know, video game-like 45 to 42 games. But why is it that when it's two offenses that can't be stopped, we don't complain about how horrible the defenses are? We just say it's a really entertaining game. But when it's two defenses that are really dominating, why is it that? Why is that a boring game? I mean, there was a lot of big hits in this game. There was a lot of big plays in this game made on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of great tackles. You know, I think Sean McVay probably, did he choke a little bit? Yeah, he did. He did. There's no question about it. He choked a little bit from the standpoint of he struggled really with the moment. I thought he got too conservative at times. It seemed like he was afraid to just basically let it fly and let, you know, things do things the way that he had done for most of the season. It was almost like he sort of choked up, and Bill Belichick got in his head. But at the end of the day, I think this was actually a better game than people are giving it credit for. A lot of people are complaining about how boring the game was. You know, I've actually heard people also talk about the commercials. I'll be honest with you, I don't watch them. I don't care. I couldn't tell you one commercial from last night. Don't care. Someone, you know, I was reading today, someone would say, oh, even the commercials were bad. Who cares? I don't watch the commercials, even a little bit. Even the halftime show is bad. Who cares? I don't watch that either. Don't care. I want to watch football. You know, I talked about this yesterday too. Don't care about all that stuff. I just want to watch the football game. And I thought the game was actually pretty good. Am I crazy here? There has to be other people out there. Even though the Patriots won, and I know that people were probably rooting against the Patriots, am I the only one that really truly appreciates a good defensive game like this once in a while? To me, the Super Bowl was a good game. 412-928-9370. Did you like the game or not? Did you like the fact that it was a defensive game? Or did you, you know, think a game stunk and all the other things that people are saying about it all day long about how boring it was? Because I'm going to tell you, I thought it was a really good football game. And I thought both defenses were entertaining. 412-928-9370 is the number.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.